历代产
读
生
历
城
代
市，
历代都是什么？
坦诚
很
撒
多
谎。
transfers and all the buildings of the purpose of this room.
亲爱的师尊、师母、各位上师、教授师、法师、讲师、助教、同门善信大德，还有网络上的同门，大家吉祥。这个我今天本来也不是我带同修的，是别的大师。我也是像师尊讲的被拉客拉来的。
What they say before and against.
我倒是感激有这个机缘坐在这里，能够说说一声自己的感恩之心。为什么呢？因为我确实呢觉得很喜欢这里。他刚才说是学忍辱，但是我从内心里讲，我真的很喜欢这里。
For me, I just wanted to share my.
都喜欢什么呢？我说给大家。
I really like it here.
第一呀、
Why?
我很喜欢。
First,
这个龙亭边的小溪。
The little creek.
那个溪水啊，缠绵不绝，清澈见底。每次我经过那里。
And every time I pass,
都在这个流动的溪水中感受一种宁静，心灵的宁静，所以我觉得很美，很喜欢。还有呢，我很喜欢这个西雅图雷张市的上空的云，白云呢、为什么呢？因为西雅图雷张市上空的云呢经常是龙飞凤舞，气象万千，真的是锐气千条在上面。大家，我相信大家都看得到，哎呀，很美，我很喜欢。当然呢，我也很喜欢这个气势非凡的西雅图雷，真的是有气势。我还喜欢呢，这。夜深人静的时候，一个人出去外面跑步，
I would go out
一静的夜晚
and do some jogging just by myself.
哇，那个感觉很好，
It feels so peaceful, so beautiful.
那么，他刚才说忍辱，其实我
earlier talk about endurance.
为什么呢？
I like everyone here.
个性不同。
Even though everyone has different character.
个个不同。
And everyone is different.
在每一个人身上。
But everyone, you could see from them.
有着一种菩提之心的光芒。
They are radiantly the lights of the Buddha.
不同的特点。
And they all share one commonality.
这里所有。
That was.
每一个人。
Everybody here.
根本上是。
The heart.
一心。
Toward our Ruguru.
一心的。
It's filled.Of respect and support.
其实我也很喜欢西雅图雷张市。
I like the Seattle's.
很美味。
Restaurant.
他们告诉我，到了
meal
就不用挣扎了，你一
so tasty.
胖起来。
Once you arrive here in Seattle, you gain weight.
其实呢，我们知道。在这里
of course we all know,
我们最最欢喜的
the most precious thing,
见到师尊
the things that we love the most is being able to see Grandmaster every day.
师尊第一来的第一件事就
every time when Grandmaster goes to the workplace, he always empowered the letters with all his heart.
很有力量的加持，我每次在旁边都觉得很张狂。
He used all his strength to do the blessing. And at the same time, I'm receiving the blessing just by being there. And then we can also enjoy the artwork from Grandmaster. They are so profound. And the meanings of each drawing carries the empowerment. And when he's doing the drawing, you could feel the energy even across the rooms. You could feel the empowerment across the rooms.
等师尊画完画，我们 所有的人都去写。
Everyone always waited until Grandmaster finished his drawing. We just go there and take a look, and we discuss on Grandmaster's drawing.
给大家讲一个很奇妙的事情。
And to share a special event.
不是。
A few days ago.
很久没有下雨吗？
It hasn't been rain for a long time.
画作画，他就把所有
彩色的did a drawing,
泼在这个
纸上以后 and he just
drawn
all the paints onto the paper.
浮现出一条龙
and from that painting,
就用白色的那个
he sees a dragon. So he used the white color to draw out a dragon.
眼睛很大
with the very big eyes, very lively.
结果不可思议的是。那一天我们
for that day when we doing the tai chi and walking around chanting the Amida Buddha's name
本来是没有云的
and the day the sky was so clear and all of a sudden there are lots of clouds and transforming to a white dragon and you a lot of people actually see them
跟这个
the cloud and comparing the drawing and the clouds that form in the sky they are exactly the same dragon
真的是不可思议、啊、
it's so auspicious
那么所以呢我很喜欢欣赏师尊
so that's why I really enjoy
每天
just looking at Grandmaster's drawing
跟师尊一同吃晚餐
and being able to eat with him and exercise tai chi and chanting Amitabha name while walking in circle chatting with him
真的很开心还有星期六的
and plus
开始
his
星期天的
lecture listening to it and practicing in the home
真的是啊十全
this kind of lifestyle is so beautiful and complete it's so perfect
所以呢在这里呢我也是用这个机会
so I use this opportunity to sincerely share my thankfulness to Grandmaster
所有的诸佛
Buddha,
金刚
Buddhasava, and all the Dharma protectors. Grateful to all masters, reverends, Dharma brothers and sisters. Thank you so much.
这个说到十全十美啊
Talk about perfection.
我觉得有一个事情是更加的十全十美
There is something I feel is complete and perfect.
就是师尊传下的
What is it?
真佛密法
That is true Buddhist Dharma. The true Buddhist Zen practice and Tantrayana practice.
我觉得如果你在修行
I feel when you're doing your cultivation
真佛密法
If you could use
融合起来修行
If you can practice among the Zen and Tantrayana
我们常常听到
It's more perfect if you use them at the same time
一种呢说哎呀我没有根气
And some people will say Oh, I don't
我只能
I cannot do meditation or practice Zen All I can do is this chanting
就是
and reciting the sutra
参禅
And another side, I feel that I like to do Zen, and I cannot do practice. So personally, I feel if you can practice among both of them together, the Zen and Tantrayana practice together, that is much, much better. Why? Because when doing Zen, and Tantrayana at the same time it's like walking with both legs it's more stable and just like an eagle that has two wings to be able to fly higher and practice among them it's like a tiger has a horn it shows that he's more stronger and more powerful
一般呢我们知道
And usually we know
这个禅呢
Zen
不立文字
is without words
只人心见
And it's pointing directly toward one's heart
直直的通
It's like a straight line
这一点点
reaching directly to the summit
而密呢
And Tantrayana
密是层次分明
It's distinguished into different levels
像台阶一样
Just like a stairway
渐修渐进
One after another
一个螺旋的螺旋
And like a spiral finishing to reach the top.
But
how are we able to combine both of them?
什么好处呢?
To build up the benefits.
简略地说几点。
And I'll point out a few points with you. First,
开悟,
the enlightenment of Zen.
好比,
it's like
修行的,
when you're doing your cultivation path,
点燃了一盏,
on the summit, you light up the lamp, the destination lamp.
让寻觅的人啊, 让所有的,
for all the cultivator,
永远的知道
to know where to reaching that goal.
那么他就不会迷失在每一个境界中。
And that cultivator will not get lost before reaching the awakening.
他不会执着于
and will not be attached
不会执着于神通啊
to all the supernatural powers or lights or responses.
他会一直走到
you willcontinue the path until reaching that destination lamp. And for the Zen practice, the Tantrayana is very important as well. Because Zen,
理可顿悟，事需渐修，就是理上你可以，
the philosophy of the Zen can help you reach the enlightenment.But you need actual practice in order to obtain the awakening. Just like the Tantrayana, step by step, to purify your hindrances, to purify your habits and the hindrances, ignorances. So Tantrayana teaches you all different levels to reach that awakening.
层次分明的秘法
And it's clearly defined one after another.
渐修、啊、所以禅和密
So among both of them is
另外
connected.
一个禅的行者
For a Zen practitioner,
可是他在生活中
may understand a lot of our philosophy and theories, but in daily life, they may encounter difficulties. And that requires the power from the Tantrayana. And the three powers are from the Ruguru, and the personal deities, and the Dharma protectors. And we need the blessing for them. And plus our purifying.Our purified cultivation to overpass all these difficulties.
那么反过来讲，对于一个密的行者
，So for Tantrayana practitioners,
他也需要在
they in daily lives requires
工作中，他也需要禅呢
Zen's
的帮忙
theories to help them
禅的开悟的力量，
哎 ，understand the emptiness
所有的烦恼。
And overpass all the hindrances
所有的执着
and the attachments,
让他能够真正的放下
and to helping them letting go until reaching the enlightenment
修行更上一层楼所以总之呢
therefore I feel as a cultivator if we can practice among
真佛禅法真佛密法
true Buddhist Zen and true Buddhist Tantrayana practices together.
啊，互相帮助，互相校正，最后的
and reaching
又能够互相的印证，在最高点不是完全
the highest summit.
这样的修法是不是非常的完美
And this kind of practice is more perfect and complete.
最后，我跟大家
and last
笑话。
I would like to share a joke.
刚才提到这个
Earlier we talked about
说禅呢可以
Zen practice
让我们看破世间
To help us to understand the theories and see through a lot of attachments.
这个虽然是个笑话但是
Of course, even though it's a joke,
真实的遭遇
but it's one of my experience.
大家知道我曾经去大溪地。
A lot of people know I actually went to Tahiti when Grandmaster was in retreat to try and find him.
是法。
And Tahiti, they speak French.
那么我到了大溪地。
So when I reach French, I don't know anybody there, and I cannot speak the language.
写了一张纸条。
So I wrote a note.
拿了一张照片，师尊的照片。
And brought Ruguru's pictures with me, and I asked people around, just showing them the picture and the note.
我就去。
If you know this person and seen this person, please let me know. And the first place I went.
在大门口
And once I walk in there, by the door,
木牌
there's a sign on the door.
C-H-E-N.
C-H-E-N. Chen.
Chen. 你看哦这是
And I saw it. Oh, I thought, oh, this door is Chen. It must be a Chinese store.
就主人出来了
So the owner came out when I knocked the door. And it was actually a French.
就问他说
And I asked him,
有没有见这个人
Have you seen this person? And after I asked, I left.
然后到了第二家。
And the second place I went.
还是有个木牌。
And there's another sign. And also showing Chen. So I again immediately thought it was the Chinese. And I rang the doorbell. It was a black.
不是中国人啊。然后我就也不知道怎么样就去问他。
So I asked the person, and the third person, the third place I went, and the door also hang a tag saying C-H-E-N.
我说这怎么回事？
What's with it? What does Chen mean? And how can everybody be Chinese? And how can they all have the same last name? So I finally went out and find someone to ask. Chen means dog in French. That represents we have a dog in our house. Beware of the dog. So at first I thought they are all have the same last name, Chen. So finally I saw a tag showing a dog picture and Chen. Now I realize, oh, it's warning me.There is a dog in the house. So I would like to wish everyone to be able to let go and be able to break through itself. And practice among both Zen and Tantrayana and reach the enlightenment. Wish you all well, auspicious. I'll represent everyone to invite Ruguru to give us a Dharma lecture. Pay respect to Monk Liao Ming, Master Sakaja, 16th Karmapa, Tupan Daraji Master, paying the respect to the precious three jewels,
主持上师
Presiding Master,
联合上师
Master Lian,
师
母
各位上师
All the masters, Senior Reverends,
讲师助教
Dharma Educator, Dharma Assistants
网络上的同门
Internet Viewers and the Students Good evening, may everyone be auspicious
那我们今天再继续讲
This evening, allow us to continue to perform the discourse of the Six Patriarchs Six Patriarchs said
常用大智慧
To that of the using of the great wisdom is to also to break up the five skandhas
尘劳
In which then
如此修行
With these five skandhas to be removed It then will allow one to ensure the attainment of Buddhahood From that also transforming that of the three poisonous elements can then be turned intoThe great samadhi and that also prajna. The sixth patriarch said,
常用大智慧
by using the wisdom often to break upon that of the five skandhas, in which then worries, sensation, perception, tendency, and the most important is to gain this practice is to ensure that the attainment of Buddhahood. By also transforming the three poisonous elements, will then also turn into the sila, which is also known as the good conduct, and also the samadhi and the prajna. For the sixth patriarch,
这个重点,
the most important point,
这里面就有五蕴,
and here it is talking about that of the five skandhas. It is
色、受、想,
that is the matter, the sensation, the perception, tendency, and that of one's consciousness. For these makes up the five skandhas.
所谓的尘劳,
to say the also that of the samadhi,And that is the sixth root. And that is for your ears, your senses, your hearing, and etc. These are the six characteristics as a human. One may also be feel difficulty or also one's weakness. So then it also characterizes one's behavior, which then also can transform that of one's worries, which often there are many.
有好好多种的。
There are many different categories, whether it's 8, 10, or infinite.
那么运用了。
To be able to then utilizing that of the great wisdom, or also known as the prajna, to be able to take that of the five skandhas and the worries, regardless of all forms, be able to then to dissipate them.
In
utilizing this great wisdom, you will then be able to attain that of the path of Buddhahood. To utilize the great wisdom,
you'll
be able to also remove these three poisonous, which is the, that of the hatred, the greed, and that of one's illusion. For the meaning, it lies here from the sixth patriarch.
那么我们讲的这个所谓的三毒啊。
Here we're talking about the three poisonous. One is that of greed.
贪从什么地方来?
Where is the generating part of the hatred? Is that of you?
迷来。
And that is one's from one's
你迷惑。
Confusion, that's one's lost point. Will then also create then that of greed. Where is that one of the hatred is from?It's because one, you have that within the behavior point, so it is generated from that.
所以呢，就变成尘。
So then it will then turn into that of hatred. What is then also that of one's illusion? And that is from that of the confusion, that of the not knowing.
那个道理。
You're not understanding the meaning. You're not understanding wisdom.
有愚昧的行为。
So therefore, there will be a certain generating form, which then becomes, so then the three poisonous is also known as that of the greed, hatred, and illusion. In the Buddha Dharma, we utilize that of the precept and that of ones and the wisdom to be able to eliminate and to also handle that of the three poisonous elements.
那刚刚在说法当中啊
Earlier during the Dharma discourse, the reverend, he did not introduce his reverend's name. You introduced everything else. When you took refuge, when did you accept the vows, when did you accept the, also the renunciation? But then there are many students who still do not know who your name was. This Puti, Piti, is also that of the Buddhi.You now know his name is Reverend Lian Ti, and that is the Chinese word of the Buddha. This you must know. When you are introducing yourself, you must introduce your Dharma name. Otherwise, people only know that you're very tall. That Malaysia one.
念三日经呢?
The one that who was reciting out of the sutras, and now is reciting the four realm of the different sutras.
这改变是非常好的，因为改变了。
These changes are good.
贪嗔
is then removing that of your greed, hatred, and that of your illusion is to that of transforming and changing. When you have renounced and ordained, it is to remove these three elements, and then to utilize then of one's prajna, that of some to be able to take that first step out from the renunciation, especially from those from the South Asia and the South Pacific, is very easy. But whether you are being perfect or fulfilled, it only lies from within. No matter how one complete may be, there is still one's weakness that may lie from within. So to say, isn't the renunciation vow, are they difficult? Are they very strict? Of course they are. For also the great Zen, the renunciation, are they very strict also? Of course they are. But regardless of all the vows, there are still the weakness that may lie from within. For this must be followed and behaved by individual, because within that of the different sects, it is all following by the practice. Of course, I have to take this time here. I need to talk about this word of this greed. We know that the normal, most important commonality is all is have greed with money. Second, is that the blue beauty, everyone is also very greedy on it.
师母
in the past, to see a man, she'll say, oh, that man is very tall and handsome. When I hear, I'm actually inside burning with fire and lit with fire. First, the word is tall. Must be tall. Second, must be very handsome.
男生高高帅帅,
when the girls looking at the guys, they're tall and handsome. And then when the guys looking at the girls, of course.
怎么讲?
How do you say in terms of the how they should look?
中国有两个字形容, 长得很苗,
in Chinese, it is said you have to be very perfect in shape.
脸,
the face has to be very radiant and youthfulness.
不讲娇,很亮丽,
it's very brilliant. It's very silky and elegant.
这个娶妻子看一辈子,
for when you are going to take a wife for a lifetime, of course you want to be able to pick one that you can see.
嫁人也总是要嫁一个高高帅,
and also when you are going to marry a man, you want to marry one that is tall and handsome.
本身来讲起来,
this, fundamentally speaking,
就是色,
it is actually one's greed.
当然所谓的色并不是,
of course, greed isn't just about this as far as appearance.
名车啊,
you know, whether it's one's car,
像珠,
or that of jewels, all of these are just the appearance of one.
人的贪啊,
or another human greed is also one's fame.
我一定要当董事长,
I must be a manager or that of a superior than that of a manager,
大家争,
or a president. Otherwise, everyone will then argue and debate. It's only one, but then many people want to battle over it because of this fame, this position. Like what Master Lianhua has said, here in Seattle, Lei Zhangsi Temple, the great restaurant, it also had the elements because of the food that one can eat because you enjoy eating. This is also an element of greed. This is also greed. And also when one greeds for sleep, every individual, they love being lazy in bed. Every Saturday or Sunday, they just want to go ahead and continuously sleep. And then instead, they will eat brunch because they're being lazy in bed. They will combine breakfast and lunch together. Sleeping is also another characteristic of greed. So within the small precept, in terms of these three elements, these are all comparison to very normal precept. They're very strict. One is the money, or known as fortune. That is, the hand may not touch money. But instead, if you use chopstick, would it be okay?
也不行,
no, you may not. But actually, that's more of a just a conveyance of one. For one who has been ordained, whatever that of one's money is actually that of the temple. It belongs to the monastery.
没有个人的账户.
It isn't one individual account. For one who has taken this renunciation path, this is one of the small. Even including the grand temple, when you have taken this ordination, if you go open an account in the bank, this then is also against the precept and that of the vows you have taken.
没有自己的 account.
You cannot have your own account.
出家人没有自己的
As one who has renounced the amen or that, you cannot have this account. Then where do you take from the stuff you need to eat and to have? It is only then being given by that of the monastery or temple. For then this is also the path that one takes. So the hand may not touch the hand. So the whole life, do not think about money. For an example, every one of us, when you are 60 or 70 years old, and you're asking through consultation, when will I be able to be more fortunate? When you're already 60, 70, you want to be rich? These are material world here in this human world, but not for ones who have taken the renunciation. Whether it's grand, small or grand, say, no one has a personal account.
住啊，就住在寺庙。
When you live, you are going to live in the temple.
没有别的了。
There's no other places for you to live.
出外呢,
when you go abroad,
东南亚的小圣, 你,
especially when that of the south place, you will go ahead and live under a tree.
住在坟场,
or that of a cemetery. Or under the tree or in the temple. These are your home.
所以他本身没有什么钱。
So therefore, they don't really have their own money.
不像我们这个,
unlike
现在啊,
here in the True Buddha school, we're not that strict, saying that your hand cannot go touch money, you cannot have your account.
要归公啊,
all your money needs to be put into the public of that of the temple.
这没有这样规定,
we do not have these rules. All we say is do not use them unwisely. But out in the great, the small sense, it says you may not treat money. You cannot touch, and also the usage, when you are using, it is then also being used from publicly and openly. This is the precepts that vows that are set for in relation to money.
那么你说穿衣服,
but then also now let's talk about when you are wearing clothes. It's only one wardrobe, it isn't a second. So you do not need to buy clothing.
那个你是几号的衣服,你披上去就是,
whatever the size you are, is the wardrobe in which then you'll be wearing.
那么关于这个贪色方面呢,
in relation to that of the greed and hatred, here I'm going to give an example of
小圣戒律的,
for that of the small sage, when it's speaking to a lady, may not have more than 5 sentences.
多了不行,
if it's more, you may not. There is no conversation.
聊天啊,聊,我们,
like, here, you know, have a conversation
一下子,
whole night, and next you know it's middle of the night, and it's still not enough, and continuously having this discussion in the morning.
男女之间,
this may not exist.
小圣的,
thus, conversation may not exceed 5 sentences, and only talk about the main point. The other conversation may not exist. The eyes may only look to the ground, may not look the opposite that of the girl's eyes, because the eyes to eyes will bring electricity. When you see, and then you're going to be shocked by it.
两个眼睛就,
2 eyes, the next you know is going to be infound by each other. You may not look at the lady's eyes.
看地上,
you look at the ground.
讲话不超过五句,
and when you speak, no more than 5 sentences, and the main points are being spoken.
距离还有规定,
the distance is also a rule.
语言,
you have to have a certain distance. You may not allow one to be close to you. If you smell that of the perfume, then in your heart, it's like Monk Reverend Sharon, then next you know, you're going to also be profound in bouncing other areas. There's a distance. So to have these strict precepts, when you are in the South Asia area, it's very simple. When there's girls walking, immediately they'll walk away. And the girls will not voluntarily walk in the front of this reference or the small sanghas that is over in South Asia. These are their precepts. So when they are sitting in that of the public transportation, they have their special seating on the bus or even on the airplane. There are special seats for them. It is the seats for those who have renounced, say that you may not be seated. And for these reverend, they will not touch money. They will not touch also the temptation, that appearance, nor let's not even talk about fame. They will also not touch. When you have renunciate, then all is that of one's emptiness. What is it that is here to talk about this fame or one's position? What is it that you want to gain in fame? You know, you do not need to then take this renunciation. Once you have taken this renunciation, then the name, the fame, position, all is already eliminated. When it is eating, it's also very strict. And that is the five characteristics of the different type of dishes that one may be used in terms of the spices they will not touch and eat. Although they don't distinguish between the vegetarian dishes and that of also the regular seafood / animal dishes, but most the important part is they need to perform the visualization. Anything that is the meat, they will transform to rock. Vegetables will be transformed to that of the grass. One that is more strict, and that is the meat and cells also then transform into like poo.
你那个food,
your food is so delicious, but instead you have to transform to that of poo. You have to think about it, and then you can't eat it. To think about also is very stench, then you'll eat. Visualize that of a rock,
草,
grass.
咬那个青菜,
when you are biting on the vegetable, then you're chewing on that of grass.
不几吹,
and also, it's not like here in the kitchen, you would actually stir, fry, deep fry, or grill, or that of steam. All different ways of making a dish is just one being held every morning. You'll go.
人家供养,
whatever one may offer will place in that of the book or your line, or you could then go select. There are direct street, then you'll have the bow to then place these items in this bow.
And
this becomes your meal for the day. And after that of the afternoon is passed, you do not have dinner, nor would you have late night. That one meal in the afternoon, that one, that much, then you'll have to eat it all. Until then, the next morning, then you go seek another bowl. Within this one day, there's one meal. In the afternoon, when the sun is rising, then you'll eat the dish. So therefore, these reverends, there isn't one who is fat. Everyone is very thin because there's only one meal in one day. After this meal, you have to also transform and visualize the visualization of the stench, the rock, and the grass. Then you eat it.
为了维持你自己的
Because you have to, you know, sustain that of one's life. This is how they are living and how they are eating.
对付睡眠是
And regarding the sleeping, how is it? They do not actually, they will not allow one to lay down. You all must sit and sleep.
因为躺下来
Because when one is laid down, you will sleep.
会睡得跟死猪一样。
You will sleep like that of a pig.
梦中你就是。
Within that of one's dream, you will then create karma.
哦，有一个笑话讲。
There's a joke.
先生啊。
The husband.
半夜啊。
In the middle of the night, sleeping.
笑了。
Immediately was laughing.
太太很惊讶。
And the wife was very surprised and said, "How come in the evening you were laughing?"
It
says, in my dream, I had a second wife. So I was very joyful. And then the wife said, I may not have you have this dream. All the other dreams you may have, but this dream you may not have. For the precepts here in the verse, it says, you may not have.When you are sitting and sleeping, is allowing one's sleep to be uncomfortable, to then you will not be able to have dreams. You cannot be in death sleep. Is within that realm of that sleep, it is awakened, for you are a cultivator. Within one's sleep, you are not being mischief.
不能躺着睡
And therefore you may not lay down and sleep because then you will create karma. You must sit.
睡眠的欲望
is then is also cultivating that of your own dream. And not have the wonders.
真正的戒律是这么的严格
For the precepts that are outlined are very strict.
不碰
Money is not touched.
赶快闪的
When there is the greed, you immediately go away. And that is the fame. You also throw away. And the meals, it's only once a day. When you sleep, you do not lay down.
这就是小圣出家的戒律。
These are the precepts of the saints when they have taken the renunciation.
立乘的行者。
Here, the Tantriana practitioners,
面孔那么圆,
their all faces so round, and their stomach are so large.
啊, 要求啊,
I beg you,
啊,
everyone saying they only want a room to oneself, my room needs to be large. No, this is not allowed.
所以人家的戒律多严。
So if you look at others' precepts and the vows they have to respect,
因为你守这些戒,
because you have upheld these precepts,
精进啊, 去,
so then,
去修行,
may you be diligent in your practice,
可以得到这个心定下来,
and then you're able to calm oneness of your own mind. You don't have any wonders.Of your thoughts. When you don't have these wondrous thoughts, then will your mind then be able to eliminate all, to be able to reach the true meditation of that of within one's Zen. Then from there you could be able to generate your prajna, and then also then would be the document of your wisdom. For the rules are like this. So here,
戒定慧啊
I am saying,
先讲这个戒、啊、
let's talk it about the importance of one's precept or their vows for like the Tantra vows is saying, for it's also very strict. It isn't that the true Buddha school does not have its own precepts, but of course we do. It is only to see if one is really upholding these precepts.
这个我在说法
When I am here, giving the Dharma discourse,
严肃
it seems that when I'm talking, it's very subtle.
那么说法呢？我另类我讲的说的法。
The Dharma teaching that I am giving,
之后要清楚
when you are listening to it, you have to be very understanding and most important understanding the meaning. Within the teaching, there is an underlying meaning. It isn't just talking about jokes.
像这里一个笑话就
like here is a joke, it said.
有一个牧师啊跟
there is a priest
死了以后啊
And also a driver, after its death, the priest goes to hell. And then the chauffeur, the driver goes to heaven. The priest complained to the heavenly power and said, I am here giving the preaching. I talk about the wisdom. How many thousands and tens and thousands they've all heard.
我讲到讲那么好
Why is it that I'm giving the speech so well, the preaching so well, and then instead I am here in hell? And the Jesus said, during the discourse and that of the preaching, everybody was falling asleep. They were asleep during your preaching.
你说讲到说话
You say you're giving the preaching and the servant, but then everyone instead was sleeping.They were not listening to the sermon and the preaching, so therefore, as the priesthood, the respect then, of course, is not before I, it's different.
那么那个司机怎么上天堂?
Then why is it then the driver chauffeur may then be in heaven? And then the Jesus said, because when I was driving, was constantly, was very,persistent that the driving was very wrong and then all the guests they're all praying instead during his driving so therefore Jesus oh you must save us as the prayers were happening because all of the guests that were driving they were very sincere so therefore he had a merit for the driver so therefore that's why he was able to ascend to the heaven so to give the Dharma teaching or that of the Dharma teaching discourse is to allowEveryone to be able to understand it, to digest it,
能够知道它的道理
to understand the underlying meaning,
能够了解佛法
and to most important of all is to be able to understand, but also have the tools that comes out from the Dharma teaching, for this is then the Dharma teaching.
不然我在这里
Otherwise, here, I'm sitting here, and every one of you fall asleep,
那么我也要下地狱。
Then I will also have to go into hell.
谈到这个莲提法师啊。
Now talking about Reverend Lian Ti.
我们对每一件。
About the importance of one, if the endurance that is to be able to practice endurance.
忍也是修行啊。
Endurance is also a practice, and that is endurance one's paramita, and that is the
now.
Paramita, are you able to be free and then also amongst oneness? If you may not be able to be free from this oneness, then you must uphold the vow precept. If you can then hold it and uphold it, then it means you are not sub to it. But because you have breakthrough this five, the skandhas, if you can...surpass and break through these skandhas, then at this time, whether there is then the precept or the non-existent precept on you, then there is not a true relation because every day you are practicing and also conducting yourself in the good deeds and also bring in the sentient being.
And
allowing them to take refuge. If you're not able to surpass and break through these, then of course you have to uphold that of the precept. To be able to endure one of the paramita, is like he said earlier, he has changed. And he also learned the endurance for what one might say. He will not listen, he'll continue walk and he'll walk away. This is very good for not, for one not to listen. Sometimes we need to listen. But when you are listening, you are also enduring. When you are seeing, you're also enduring. If one is taking advantage of you, then this is also a skill that you may want. So this is actually the true, the Shaolin skill and the one's Kung Fu from it.
这里又谈到一个这个蜘蛛啊,
Here is now talking about the pig and the bee.
他们也有抱怨, 也有抱怨。
Spider?
蜘蛛就讲,
Oh, the spider said,
我为什么要嫁给我为什么要娶那个蜜蜂呢?
Why should I take in the bee?
这个蜘蛛的妈妈就跟他
And then the spider's mom said,
人家啊，你知道蜜蜂啊?
Do you know bees?
好歹也是一个空中小姐。
They're also a true flight attendant lady.
蜜蜂好歹是空中小姐，要这样子看。
You have to think of it this way. For the bees also symbolic like that of the flight attendants.
为什么我要
And then the bee says, why is it that I need to be married to the spider?
这个蜜蜂的妈妈就讲
And then the bee's mother says,
也是一个搞网路的
You also have to think it's also, you know, one who is taking care of the web, which is also another Chinese symbolic word meaning the internet.
搞网路
The spider is also responsible for the internet. The actual spider web.Is also the web and symbolic to internet. So the bee is like the flight attendant.
挤到怎么样子的,
It doesn't matter today whether you are married or you are going to marry someone.
你必须要忍辱。
You must understand the endurance, the importance of it so that the marriage will then forever be long and also be blissful.
你如果看他的缺点,
If you look at one's weakness,
那不会长久的。
Then it will not be.Forever.
就像那个蚂蚁啊
It's like the seahorse and also the story with a turtle and also the seahorse then is very regretful says so many feet now I'm sure which one am I supposed to actually hold on and taken care of because of the numerous feet because it's going to be verytiring whichever feet he's going to carry. For us to be able to learn the
就是说,
characteristic of endurance, regardless of what we have encountered, you have to be able to endure.
在最不好的这个
Under the most
你能够磨练
necessary circumstances, you must be able to be able to learn the skill of one's. If you can be here in Seattle, Leizhangshan, one place that is the most hindering and be able to sustain yourself here.
从这里训练出去的
For you have learned from here and then go abroad.Then you will be able to accept and be able to be comforted. So here, Reverend Lian Ting has talked about is also the changes, also the endurance, and be able to conduct itself of this characteristic. Everything that we are doing, you must have wisdom, for it's important. For the six periods said,For one who uses this great wisdom frequently, it is then the great prajna. It is like what I have said. If you are a understanding of oneself, see true nature and seeing oneness, you are cultivating the Tantrayana practice, opening that of one's heart and seeing that of one'sBuddha heart then is able to then see one's Buddha nature. And then is that of the lineage teacher transmission here. Earlier this evening, it was very auspicious and unusual. All my masters
今天晚上
This evening they have all a show and been here. And they all have arrived here this evening.
刚好在念这个好像说做观想啊。
During the visualization of inviting all of the masters, then immediately all of my masters descended for I to have all of the masters of my own masters to be here. It is very unusual here. I must mention it, acknowledging it.
谈到这个大智慧啊, 六,
to talk about the great wisdom in the six patriarchs, and that is Prajna.
这个大智慧啊,
great wisdom
真的是
is
不容易的。
It isn't very easy. It isn't something that you're easily understood to have this great wisdom.
能够把这个五蕴啊,
and then take these five skandhas,
受想行识,
all of the characteristics of these five skandhas,
一切的烦恼,
all the worries,
把所有一切的六尘,
and also all of the six greedy, the characteristic, be able to surpass, break through it,And then naturally, then that is then once Sahadiya can apart, then you be able to attain the Buddhahood.
可以讲啊, 就是
to attain Buddhahood is that all the worries we have actually breakthrough, living and death, we can be able to let go,
可以成佛做主,
to be able to attain, and that is one's Buddhahood, for all it lies in great wisdom, and also once your samadhi, but also one's precept. What is endurance? Endurance is that is the power of the meditation of one's samadhi, because if you can't endure, then that of one's heart is calm, and otherwise, if you cannot endure, then your heart will then generate worries. How is it that you could calm and bring out this meditation? If this meditation is requiring that of one's wisdom. You must have your great wisdom in order to be able to have this meditation and the stability of it. It's like Master has said, all will pass.
哪一件事情不是会过去呢?
What one thing will it not go away? Regardless of how severe things may be, it'll also pass. There'll be a day when there will be nothing.
啊，再怎么高高帅帅的
，regardless how tall, how handsome,
也会没有的。
It will also be a thing of the past.
什么样子美丽的小姐
？regardless how beautiful one may be,
欧巴桑
，it will also be an ugly elder.
老太婆
，and from the ugly elder, then it'll be the
都会变成过去的。
Older woman. There isn't some. There isn't anything that's gonna be forever.
要有这样子的智慧啊。
To have this wisdom, it is important to.Have this particular wisdom, regardless of how wealthy or how popular, it will all be the thing of the past.
没有一个
there isn't
有真正的名的
anything that is forever, such as one's fame.
也没有一个拥有真正的所谓的财的
or one forever be wealthy.And fortune. So therefore, many things you need wisdom.
这里有一个这个
Here,
一个笑话是这样
It's a joke.
有一个同事过世
There was a colleague who had passed away. And then a good friend.
拿一个花篮
And then gave
写着这个
a floral arrangement and said,
安息吧
Go ahead and now just go ahead and relax. Goodbye. And I felt it wasn't a lot.
那个礼仪社的啊，礼仪社的。
And then called the individual who have presided and said, after the saying, you know, go ahead and relax and goodbye.
已经写好了安息。
If you have written it already, but if you can't, can you squeeze in the middle? It said.
天堂里再见。
We'll see you in heaven.
安息吧。
It's saying relax, then seeing you in the heavenly. If you can squeeze in these words, if you can then go ahead and say that I'll see you in heaven.
结果那个花篮出来了。
And then the floral arrangement came out.
那这个好朋友。
And then the good friend.
这个那边做追思礼拜的时候啊。
And that is during the process of that view and seeing the floral arrangement it says.
写的是这样子。
This is how it was actually written. Go ahead, relax. And that see you in heaven. If you can squeeze in.So the phrase asking the florist if you can squeeze in then got placed onto this floral arrangement banner.
这个当然好朋友
Of course, the good friend
天堂里再见
is like a see you in heaven.
就加了几个如果那个还挤得下了
Only if can be squeezed.
结果他把说
And then the florist
如果挤得下
I said if you can squeeze in.And actually added on. So the one who wrote this floral banner has no wisdom. You must understand wisdom. In this worldly means, you must use your wisdom. And also in this, amongst the humans, you also have to also have wisdom. For one who is written this banner, it must have no wisdom.I asked that over the phone, if you could place these three words, then I'll see you in heaven. Go ahead and just relax. But instead, the florist said, also add on the word, if you could squeeze these few words in.
那个就是实在写的人太没有智慧。
That teaches you the one who wrote this banner has no wisdom.
笑话是这样子的。
There's also another joke.
有一个人去印名片，他是。
One is going to print their business card. It's kind of like a position in this banking institute.
印出来了。
And then the business card is printed and it's very angry and sad.
顾门。
It says then the banking is actually the word that got misprinted and the one was missing and then it represents a door.Instead of this banking door, instead of the actual position of this bank. And then the individual called the printing, you have missed a word, and actually in the Chinese word, it's a syllable that you missed. And then here is another print, it came out. It's one of the characters got missed. It then says, one who is guarding the actual banking institute. That became its business card.Because the Chinese words, if you miss one of the characters, then it becomes another word and another meaning. So then it actually translates. Then they say, you know, you are guarding that of the banking institute's door. The second time around.
这个都是没有智慧。
This is all ones who does not have wisdom.
第一次错了，第二次。
First time is a mistake. Second time, you may not make the mistake.
一般的我们这个知识的这种智慧一定要有。
It's the common wisdom that exists amongst us. It needs to exist. A great wisdom for the six patriarchs mentioned. It isn't this particular kind of wisdom, the wisdom that exists among us.
懂得这个有智慧的人就知道。
For one who has wisdom, you know how to go.And write a word, what is the proper printing that needs to be on it? This is all very important.
有一点这个做人的智慧啊。
You must use the commonly wisdom that exists amongst us.
六祖所讲的大智慧。
For the great wisdom that is being mentioned by the six patriarch, it is able to eliminate the five skandhas that we all have.All that of the worries, for it exists amongst all great wisdom. For great wisdom is also prajna for what six patriarchs said. If you use the great wisdom often, then worries will be very little, and it's really nothing.
什么都不要紧
Don't have to have worries.For all things will be fine. For all is good. Every day you're happy, you're smiling.
联合上师一样、啊、
It's like Master Lianhe、啊、It's like the small creek is, you know, reminding him in his settleness within one's heart. When one sees the creek, they're thinking, how can it be so quiet? But he can see the quietness that lies, the quiescence that lies within this creek, but this is not very easily. When one sees the clouds,What is it that you're looking at the clouds? Very little the people actually raise their head and look. They're so busy. How could they look at the cloud? Oh, here in this monastery, there's only this reverend. Or in Hesan, it's also this one master who always goes and sees these clouds to see what transformation it made. Or is very happy. In the evening, running by himself, people actually running for exercise, he's actually one, is meaning the playing jogging, but for him, he running in the dark as if he's in hell.
有何乐趣可言啊?
For it is the joy in all, and the joy can exist. He doesn't feel it's boring, but he runs by himself at night, he's not bored.
这就是修行的功夫。
For this is the power that lies within one's practice.
连这个佳肴不用讲了。
To talk about the characteristics here and at the restaurant here, if you look at all of the individuals here, they all eat, the faces are round, the stomachs are big. For eye drawing, they can feel the power of my drawing to bless him and onto him.
哪有这样子的。
Wow, how can this be?
是你有感觉,
It's you who have feeling, for I don't even feel it.
啊，礼拜天可以,
Sunday, tomorrow,
可以做附魔,
can do Homa.
做附魔也是, 也有法位了,
There is also the power that lies within the power and the flavor, and the mantra flavor. Talking about Zen, talking about Tantrayana,
的确可以。
Amongst that of the Zen and Tantrayana may be combined.
是先让你知道
Zen is allowing you to understand the meaning that lies within the universe. To understand all for Tantrayana is to allow one to generate the power and the convenience. And take this convenience to be able to see one's Buddha nature. And Tantrayana is to allow you to generate your power.To allow you to see the truth,
像今天啊,
like today,
这个莲子法师啊,
Reverend 莲子,
不是在骂你, 你不用紧张。
Don't worry, I'm not scolding you.
我在画画的时候啊,
When I was drawing, you came and you disturbed me,
让我分神,
allowing me to be distracted.
画画的时候,
When I'm drawing, I do not.Want people to disturb me.
拿一封信来啊,
but it brought me an envelope. But when I saw this envelope, I was very happy, so therefore I've forgiven you.
有一个弟子啊,
There's a student.
800万的上师心,
have chanted.
看见了,
8 million of the heart mantra and have seen the actual mountains of that of the.Buddha, Amitabha, Avalokitesvara Buddha, also the Siddhartha Buddha, Asafa appearing in front of the student. That is a guarantee one can be reborn of the three Buddha and Bodhisattva. That is one will be able to be reborn. Here is what I say. Recited 8 million of the heart mantra, Pamakura. This person is called...This person is called Zai Jiao Mei. And I thought it was Lai Jiao Mei. It's the same regardless of how you say that name. I'm just going to draw this S. Lai Jiao Mei is the name. I know who this person is.
他比在座的所有的上师、法师、各位同门甚至网络上的同门
This particular student has taken the refuge the earliest amongst all the masters, the senior reverends, the reverends, including the students here on the internet. It's the earliest student when I was living in Taiwan at Li Xin Lu Street, just started. He came and taken this refuge with me. It's so early, it is incredible.
赖娇美还是赖梅娇？
是赖娇美还是赖梅娇？
我还记得啊。
I still remember.
在台中的时候。
I was in Taichung, Taiwan.
我吃日本料理。
It actually invited me to eat Japanese food.
那个日本料理的店都已经倒了。
That Japanese restaurant is no longer existent.
啊，那个店啊。
That store.
白玉门。
It's called
Japanese.
白玉门 is translated as.Oh, it's translated as that like a white J door Japanese restaurant. I remember, is it Lai Jiao Mei or Lai Mei Jiao? Guru was getting the middle name and then the last word of the name. Flip back and forth. I remember it's invited me to eat. I went to eat because it exists in exterior beauty and that of also the inner beauty that lies.
跟内在美
it has both the beauty that lies from inner and exterior, for it's very beautiful.At that time, and this is actually a female student. I'm talking about the beauty is there, is them. But here, she has recited 8 million times of the harmonica and seen that of the Western paradise of that of the great mountains of the Amitabha, the Avatamsaka Buddha, and Sarada Buddha Safa. So therefore, the power lies in the Tantrayana.
持咒
If you recite the mantra,
持满了数
reciting to a fulfillment of account and you're very sincere,
实名成就
then you will receive the true self and that is one of your own yidaman will also appear in front. So,
往生的时候
when she is going to be reborn, she will be reborn into the Maha Twin Lotus Pond.
我不知道她现在几岁了。
I'm not sure how old she is. When I was younger and I saw her, it's a very beautiful and brilliant, and that is the one silkness that lies from with this individual.
师母记得了。
So then, actually, I was with 师母。
不要误会哈。
Is this the achievement of one's chanting? This 8 million? Is it Lai Jiao Man? I'm very familiar. Or Lai Mei Jiao?It's the way the pronunciation sounds when you recite the, say the name. One is very beautiful like that of the rose that one might see. It's very, very elegant and very posed individual. Of course, that was then. Then I was also young. How old would I?
想想看
Let me think about it.
9号的时候
When I was living at the street,
大学
I was still in college.
诶大学毕业了
Oh, did I graduate?
毕业了
I think I've graduated.
大学毕业了
Yes, I have graduated from college.
巧的时候28岁吧
Oh, I was only 28 years.
28岁
I was only 28 years old.
我还记得她的名字你看
I still remember her name.Now you know how beautiful she was, and that is why I may remember this name. This is a very good thing. To cultivate Tantrayana, to chant, you'll have the power. And Zen is giving you the understanding of that is the Prajna, also known as the Great Wisdom.
两者都非常的重要。
For these two are very important together.
非常